Miles. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what the FBI seemed to be searching for when they raided former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Trump denies having such materials and says his Fourth Amendment rights were violated.
Trump's legal team is expected to argue that they believe the search at Mar-a-Lago was a violation of Trump's Fourth Amendment. They're also expected to ask a third party to review some of the documents the FBI seized. The FBI recovered multiple cases of both classified and top secret material. Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire.
Yet clearly Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. And the fact that we're weeks in now, they're not showing any cards, they're not showing anything, the lack of transparency, it's infuriating.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a vocal critic of former President Trump, recently lost in the Wyoming primary to Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hagman.
No regrets. I feel sad about where my party is. I feel sad about the way that too many of my colleagues have responded to what I think is a great moral test and challenge of our time.
Congresswoman Cheney tells ABC's This Week her goal for the future is to rally against election deniers. Plus, after 30 hours, Somali authorities ended a deadly attack by a gunman in a popular hotel in Mogadishu.
At least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured after gunmen stormed the popular Hyatt Hotel. The suspected Al-Shabaab militants immediately took hostages as local security forces worked to rescue civilians inside. There were explosions and exchanges of gunfire, with one eyewitness saying a stairwell was purposely blown up to prevent people from escaping. Over 100 people in total were freed. Many of them had locked themselves in rooms on the upper floors of the hotel. Though still, this is one of the worst hotel attacks in Somalia's history.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Little change in the results after a recount of votes for a Kansas ballot question on abortion.
A hand recount from 8 of 9 Kansas counties confirms that voters soundly rejected a proposal to remove protections for abortion rights from the state constitution. If approved, the changes would have provided an opportunity for further restrictions or a ban on abortion. The 9 counties were required to conduct the hand recount at the request of 2 anti-abortion activists who questioned election procedures. One county did not meet Saturday's 5 p.m. deadline. In all, fewer than 35 votes were altered due to human error. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
And food and homes aren't the only things growing in price because of inflation. Fox's Ted Linder explains.
According to analysis by the Brookings Institution, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000. That's a 9% increase from previous estimates. The average cost of raising a child born in 2015 was just over $233,000. Brookings used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2017 and updated it to account for the higher inflation rates the country is currently seeing. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Meanwhile, safety advocates want large truck operators thinking about the condition of their brakes this week.
The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance will be out doing commercial motor vehicle brake safety inspections across North America via law enforcement and gathering data on brake-related violations. CVSA says poorly maintained brake systems can reduce the braking capacity and stopping distance of large trucks and motor coaches, posing a serious risk to driver and public safety. Almost 36,000 commercial motor vehicles were inspected during last year's Brake Safety Week. CVSA says 12% of those vehicles were placed out of service due to critical brake-related conditions.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.